Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bad news. Sad news. Horrible news everywhere. We're sick of it. We find the happy news. The reason to smile first thing in the morning.
That's good news.
It's good news.
Ain't it good?
KRC.
And this is a good news story you may have missed over the holiday weekend. We have Elizabeth Worthington from WNEP in studio with us this morning. And this good news story came out of all places, a TalkBack 16 call.
Yeah, not very many good things come out of TalkBack 16, but this right? definitely was a good thing. This man named Carl, we didn't actually know his name at the time, but he called and he was thanking us for doing our Feed a Friend campaign and everything we do for people during the holidays, which was the best part because he was so happy that we were doing things for other people. And then he just said, listen, I got a request. I don't need any food, but how about a friend? The last 15 years I've been spending Thanksgiving, my birthday, Christmas, New Year's alone. It gets really boring. But anyways, thank you for everything you do. And that just struck a chord with so many people, myself included. It broke my heart. And I was walking out the door as that call came in and stuck with me when I went home. And I was looking around on Facebook and people were messaging us and posting on our wall, like, how do we find this man? I want to invite him over to my house. I called the station. They said they were getting a bunch of calls. And one of our anchors, John Meyer, he said, you know, we can get this guy's phone number. Caller ID is a thing.
Sure.
So he sent me the guy's phone number and he said he should give him a call. And I did. I left him a voicemail. I found out later the reason why he didn't answer from the voicemail is because he thought it was a joke. I called him again the next morning and he was like, I guess this is for real. He was a little overwhelmed at first and embarrassed. He was not so sure, but I eventually convinced him that, you know, maybe one or two people that said they wanted to
hang out
with you would meet us somewhere because he's disabled. He's a veteran. So I said, I'll come to your house. I'll pick you up. We'll drive to just like a park or somewhere nearby your house and I'll try and figure out if some people can meet us.
So at this point, you're not really sure how many people are going to show up?
No, I had no idea. It could have been a couple, no people.
Or nobody. Just you and him hanging out.
So I had been going back and forth with a few people about how I could find him and everything. And I was keeping them updated on the progress and everything. So I messaged them and I was like, can you please come meet us in a few hours? And they didn't see it at first. So then me and John both put it out on Facebook because he has tons of followers. So I asked him to help me share it. And a lot of people were responding that they said, oh, if I lived closer, I'd come. So I was getting really nervous. And then we roll up to this park nearby his house, and there was over 100 people there.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
People told me they'd driven from... We were in Archbold, and people told me they drove from Waymart, East Stroudsburg, just to say hi, shake his hand, bring him some cookies.
What was his reaction in that moment?
He was so overwhelmed. He kept saying the word unreal. He just kept repeating the word unreal. This is unreal. He was not expecting it at all. And then he called me a couple days ago to tell me that one of the families who was there invited him to Thanksgiving dinner that night. He went and he said that they were so wonderful. They want to have him back for dinner again on Monday.
Oh my gosh.
His birthday's on Thursday. They're taking him out for pizza. I'm going to go.
Nice.
And that was the thing that blew me away. Again, this is Elizabeth Worthington from WNEP. This was all came out of a TalkBack 16 call from Carl, who was just looking for some friends. Mm-hmm. And the fact that people took time out on Thanksgiving morning,
when,
you know, people are in the kitchen, they're getting ready to maybe do some traveling for friends and family.
And it was rainy.
And still you had over 100 people show up to meet a complete stranger and just give them a hug.
And they brought whatever they could. A lot of people said, you know, we just started cooking, so we don't have any turkey to bring you, but we made dessert already, so here's some cookies.
How do you feel knowing that he's set for life now? You think these people are going to forget about him? No, Carl's got friends for life, and you were a huge part of that. That's got to feel amazing.
It did feel good. I mean, it definitely made my holiday.
Yeah.
I mean, I was complaining about having to work on Thanksgiving before this all happened, and then I was like, what am I complaining about?
Like, I'm good now.
this made up for anything like that. I mean, it was the best day, hands down the best story I ever did and probably ever will do.
Thank you for doing it. Yeah. You were on CNN, girl. You were on CNN.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
What did your folks think of that?
They thought it was pretty awesome. Just that his story touched so many people's lives and put what the holidays are really about into perspective for everybody.
And again, social media, you know, every now and then, It's used for some good.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
And TalkBack 16 used for good. Yes. That blew me away most of all.
I know.
It's usually just curmudgeons.com.
Well, Elizabeth, thanks for coming in and sharing the story.
Thank you guys for having me.
And great job on just seeing something and just taking off with it.
Thank you. That's we appreciate it.
And hey, Carl, shout out.
Yeah. Love
you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.